for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, July the 6th, 1990. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Irma Miller is the teacher of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You think there's not Christians committing suicide these days? Well, all kinds of them. In fact, there's somebody here, I believe. No, somebody called me on the phone, and their son had just committed suicide. Somebody else, there's been two or three women tell me their husband's committed suicide. We don't need that in the body of Christ. We must help these people. We must pray for these people that are having these suicidal thoughts. And all kinds of murder spirits. There's murders all around. Abnormal talking, muttering, unkept appearances. The hippies, when they came on duty in the world, immediately they quit. They let their hair grow. They quit washing their hair. They quit taking baths. That's the occult. They're seeking something, but they sought the wrong thing, didn't they? Because they were seeking the supernatural, but they got the supernatural in the wrong kind of supernatural. All kinds of defiance, and the worst thing is this marital problems. I took this up a while ago, and strife in the church. You think there's not strife in the church? There's churches splitting every day. We get SOS calls. Oh, pray for our pastor. The people are all coming against him. Or pray that our pastor will leave. He's not preaching the gospel. All kinds of strife in the church everywhere. All kinds of sickness in the church. Oh, yes, karate. We have a book back there on karate if your children are interested in martial arts or karate. And the symbols that go with it. We had a boy come here, a PhD from University of Arkansas, called, came here one night, wanted a prayer. And, well, when he called, I said, when did you want to come? And he said, right now. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, well, we'll have a service tonight. Can you get here? And he said, I'll try. Well, he got lost, and we had to pray on Sunday morning for him. And he had been given potions down in Colombia, South America, I believe it was. His mother had married a native down there. They had lived in California before. And this doctor gave him potions to cure his asthma, I think it was, and then led him into the occult and led him into Aikido. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
And we didn't know what that was. Sometimes we just go in with our eyes wide open and learn. You learn by doing, and you learn by seeing, and you learn by observing. We began to pray for him, and he was right over in here. I'll never forget it. He knocked over about 4 or 5 men and a few chairs and screamed a blood-curdling scream and fell to the floor when we bound the spirit and commanded it to come out. And it came out, and it hit right up here somewhere, wasn't it, Glenn? And it hit the wall, the whole building shook, and it went just like a gun, and it hit that wall. You know, things like that make a believer out of you. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to wonder if that was a strong one. And he got up and shook his head. This is the way it worked with him. He wanted to go into grocery stores and steal, and he wanted to jump in front of cars. And he was a PhD, University of Arkansas. Well, yeah, there's a lot more things. We're going to pray in just a minute, but I want to bring up some new things. Of course, astrology, we know. How many has been in astrology and read horoscopes? Let's be honest here this afternoon. If you have and it hasn't been broken over you, you need it to be broken, because up the line, the more spiritual you want to become, the less spiritual it's going to let you become. Of course, we know this Aikido, I had that down. There's some new things come on the scene. The Scientology. A lot of people have been in Scientology. A wonderful Christian girl played the organ in First Assembly. A chiropractor. She had more business in this town than any other doctor. She was very, very busy. and some patient got her involved in Scientology. And she came out here one day, and one told us, she says, you know, the so-and-so lives over here on this side street. I said, no, I don't know who that is. She said, well, he comes over here every day. I said, well, I don't know who he is. Nobody knew who he was. She says, well, he comes out of body. He comes out of body over here. No wonder I feel like something's hit me in the head some days. I said, what do you mean? She says, oh, he practices Scientology and he practices soul travel. The silver mind control is another thing. How many has ever had silver mind control lessons? Yes, one or two? That is, it is really a control of your mind and to control others, mind control. She's in a mental hospital today, that girl. We tried, well, she brought these Scientology books. They're big, little thick books. She brought them out here and we burned them, then covered them up with a caterpillar. We prayed for her, but that guy got her right back into it again. And she's in a mental hospital today. Those kind of things will drive you mentally sick and insane. And she was the most beautiful, precious girl that you would ever want to meet. It just, we really wept over her. And she needs a lot of prayer yet today because she's still there. There's also this transmigration of the soul. Have you heard of that, Brother Moody? It's when you... It's the same as reincarnation almost, but you come back re-embodied as an animal or a plant or an insect. And it's these kids that have studied Hinduism. And there's a lot of other things. Somebody just mailed me this little pamphlet, and it's I think these younger kids know more about all of this than any of us. Well, how many believe that you in some way has opened yourself up, or your forefathers way back, maybe 10 generations, how many believe that you might need some prayer this afternoon? Be honest. If you want to be changed, be honest. If you need some prayer, in your bloodline, these things have been visited down, and it's no part in the remnant. It will not get us through the remnant. You see, the closer we want to walk to Jesus, the more the battalions are going to come out against us. The more they're going to fight us to hold us back and keep us from going on in God. I think for years I was against the wall. I hadn't moved in God for years, and I didn't know what was the matter with me. In fact, I thought I was stupid or something. I would watch other people move in the gifts of the Spirit, and I just feel stupid, and I wouldn't know what was the matter with me. And you see, these things were holding me. And the more you tried to tell the pastor, the more he said, there's nothing wrong with you. They do. That's what they did to Earlene. You know, women are more susceptible, it seems like, to these things than men. The men are, they don't pay attention to it, you know. They rise above it some way. And I never hear the word occult used around. Not until we started to realize that we had it ourselves, that we needed deliverance. The best thing to do, the first thing to do is to repent. You see, if we knew to repent, we would repent. See, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They haven't understood. They haven't understood at all. They haven't understood why they're getting cancer, why they're getting all these strange diseases. They don't understand why they're getting these tumors. They don't understand why they're getting diabetes. And they're good Christian people. Should that be? No, it should not be. And we should have the power and authority to heal the sick. But if you've got a splinter in you, like Brother Reggie was talking about, the hot needle, well, we need the hot fire of God to get these things out of us. They're not just going to leave easy. They're going to fight to the very end. But the more you repent, the more the blood of Jesus comes down over you, the better, the easier they're going to come out. We had another fellow here that is a supervisor of a big company, and he has to, they want to be able to control all the employees with mind control, and they have these lessons on mind control, and all of that is of the enemy. It's not of God. These controlling spirits wanting to control others is witchcraft. We heard that yesterday. Shall we repent? Are we ready to repent? Are we ready to be delivered? Are we ready for Jesus to set us free? He's the deliverer. You see, the Holy Spirit and Jesus is working through His people. He works through His people. And right now, this afternoon, we're here to help you. And we're all here to get delivered too, as the Lord. I'd like to get everything out of me in one day. I get tired of attacks, fighting the enemy. But He says, I'm going to drive them out little by little. Isn't that the Word of God?
Yeah.
Little by little, He's changing us. We couldn't stand it all at once. We couldn't stand to see what's in our heart. The Bible says it's desperately wicked. So little by little, we are seeing that we need to repent about certain things. And the minute we go toward God, He's going to come toward us. He says, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and fire, and He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's the ministry of Jesus, for God was with Him. The Bible says, the anointing will destroy the yoke. The fire of God, the anointing. Can you feel the anointing? It's starting to rise up. It's starting to rise up in here. We're going to have some changed people. Let's pray.
Dear Father,
we come in the name of Jesus.
Because
we're all needing help.
There's
many things about us that we don't understand. Lord, we need You to reveal
these
things that are holding us back.
These things are causing us to sin.
These things that are causing us to feel weak
and feel depressed,
feel gloomy.
Lord, we thank You
that You have the answer.
The answer is Jesus.
The answer is the Word of God.
The answer is the blood of Jesus.
We bring our sins to You today.
All the sins of visiting fortune tellers.
Seeking the God of the world
for knowledge.
Instead of seeking Your face.
Lord Jesus.
We ask You to forgive us
and to cleanse our blood
that has not been cleansed.
All the sins of our forefathers
that we're carrying
and the iniquities
that's in our blood,
that's on us and our children.
We just ask You now, Jesus,
to wash us
with the precious blood
and cleanse us
and deliver us,
because Your word says,
whoever calls on the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
Lord, we believe that.
We're calling on You today
to deliver us
from all evil.
Just allow the Holy Spirit to apply the blood. He's here strong right now. The angels of the Lord are round about us. The glory of the Lord is here. The anointing to destroy the yoke is here. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. Now just stay in this atmosphere.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every spirit in this place and in these people, and I bind them to the day of judgment. And ask for the angels of the Lord to come here to minister with us this afternoon, and I thank You that they are here. And ask for the angels to take these spirits and to bind them and keep them till Jesus judges them at the day of judgment. I take authority over these spirits. I command them to come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. For He said, it is written, Satan, that I give you authority in My name to cast out devils and bind up demon spirits. And I take that place of authority as priest of this place this afternoon. And I bind you foul spirits, and I break your dominion over these people. Command you to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus and set these free people free. Loose them. Come out. I break your dominion over them. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose these people and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out.
Come out, spirit of forgetfulness, in the name of Jesus. Forgetting the word, I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Come out of these people. Come out of these people. Spirit of forgetfulness of the word of God. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. You will not thwart their growth in the Lord, word of God. You must come out. They will remember the word of God when you leave. You have to let them go free in Jesus' name. We command all these spirits to go. All these spirits of forgetfulness to go in the name of Jesus. We command spirits of the fortune teller, curse of the fortune teller. We command all these things to go. All karate spirits to go. All violent spirits to go in the name of Jesus. We command these violent spirits to go in the name of Jesus. All this spirits of divining for water witching to go in the name of Jesus. We command the sins of necromancy, all the curses of necromancy to go in the name of Jesus. We command these spirits of reading Edgar Casey books, reading these books of Gene Dixon's, reading Unity books to go in the name of Jesus. Come on out in Jesus' name. You are a defeated foe. You are a defeated foe in Jesus' name. You must go. All drug addiction, food addiction, gluttony, we command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Food addiction, gluttony, intemperance in anything, overindulgence of alcohol, drugs, compulsive eating, refusing to eat proper foods that are healthy, uncontrollable appetites in Jesus' name, commanding you to go now in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out of these people. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. We need somebody over here on this front seat. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out. Rebellion, which is witchcraft. Come out in Jesus' name. All rebellion, come out in Jesus' name. Rebellion, not wanting to obey your husband, not wanting to obey the laws of the land, not wanting to obey authority, resistance to authority on your job, resistance to everything the boss tells you to do that you feel like you want to do the opposite. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. All resistance to the word of God. All unbelief. Spirits of unbelief. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Yes. Come on out. All forgetfulness, go in Jesus' name. Go out of these people. They will remember the word of God. They will say, it is written. It is written. It is written. Jesus gives me power over all the powers of the enemy. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let them go. Hate these things. All spirits coming from Masonic, Eastern Star, Rainbow Girls, any other sororities in Jesus' name. We command these sorority spirits to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. All mental problems, insanity spirits, we command insanity to go in Jesus' name. All the insanity spirits to leave now in Jesus' name. Insanity spirits, I command you to go now in Jesus' name. All kinds of mind control, transcendental meditation spirits. In the name of Jesus, we command you to leave. Command you to go in Jesus' name. All nervousness. All negative personality. All negative personality, we command you to go. Compulsive lying, all lying. You cannot go. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. He don't want to go, but he has to go in Jesus' name. He has to go in Jesus' name. He cannot stand the blood of Jesus on him. He cannot stand the anointing of the Lord upon him. He must go. All Ouija board spirits, you must go. Lying, stealing, gambling, you must go. Deceit spirits go. All deceitfulness go. Deceitful spirits go. In the name of Jesus. Deceitfulness. All suicidal spirits and murder spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Murder spirits, suicidal spirits. Abortion spirits, we command you to go. All hearing of voices, enemy talking to you all the time, saying, that's not true, that can't be true. Lying spirits in your ear, noises in your ear, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Blasphemous thoughts, go in Jesus' name. All unkept appearances, go in Jesus' name. We command you to leave now. All defiance, defiance of authority. Defiance of authority. Frustration, go in Jesus' name. All frustration and confusion, go in the name of Jesus. Frustration, go in Jesus' name. Frustration, go in Jesus' name. All headaches, migraine headaches. Migraine headaches, we're speaking to you. You must leave now in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches, pain in the head, pain in the back of the neck. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 The anointing destroys the yoke. The fire of God. The fire of God. The enemy can't stand that. He has to leave. He has to go. He has to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. They may come out yawning. They may come out screaming. They may come out blowing out. They may come out vomiting. We don't care how they come out. We just want them to come out. We want to fill that vacuum with the Holy Ghost. We want to fill that vacuum with the Holy Ghost. The more of this you get out of you, the more of Jesus you're going to have in you. That's just plain logic. We need to be totally filled with the Spirit. We don't need to be half full of the Spirit or just have a little bit of the Spirit. We want all to be filled with the Spirit. At the commandment, be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Thank you, Jesus. All frustration and confusion, go in Jesus' name. Frustration and confusion, go in the name of Jesus. You are a defeated foe. You must go, Satan. You are defeated. You have been defeated this afternoon. You must go in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. Keep praying. Everybody keep in the Spirit. Keep in the Spirit. We've got a lot more things to come against. We're going to be changed here this afternoon. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, for the anointing. Praise you, Jesus, for the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. All kinds of the cults, all kinds of cults that you've ever been involved in, you must go now in Jesus' name. You must go now in Jesus' name. Now we're going to come against sexual sins, homosexuality, lesbianism, perverseness, all kinds of promiscuous, lasciviousness, all kinds of debauchery, fornication, adultery spirits. We're going to come against those now. Lord Jesus, we just ask you for forgiveness for any of these areas that these people have not asked forgiveness for. And we ask you now, Jesus, and incest. We're going to come against incest and curse of the bastard, illegitimate children in the family line. In the name of Jesus, we bind these spirits, these sexual spirits, and we command them to go now in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. All incest, go in Jesus' name. All incest, go in Jesus' name. All adultery and fornication spirits, we break the soul ties with people you've had sexual relations with before you were married or since you were married other than your husband. In the name of Jesus, we command these spirits to go. Every little tidbit of sexual relations that's illegitimate, illegitimate, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the angels in here ministering. Thank you, Lord, for ministering spirits all around us. We praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We've drawn nigh to you, Lord, and you've drawn nigh to us, and we thank you, Lord, that your promises never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your promises are true. You will never lie to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, just a minute. We're going to take up infirmities. We need somebody to pray for this gentleman right back here. Brother Golden, could you pray for him? He suddenly got lots of darkness on him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that there's light. Now, one behind him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. All addiction, drunkenness, carousing, go in Jesus' name. We're going to take up infirmities in a moment. How many have an infirmity in your body? How many has infirmities? Or growths? Or cancers? Or lung trouble? Diabetes? How many believe that Jesus can heal? When these things go out, sometimes you're just automatically healed right then. I mean, it's the spirit that's causing these things. There's something to cause every disease sent by the devil. Jesus doesn't send us diseases. If you read Deuteronomy 27, 28, along in there, you'll see all these curses that's going to come upon us if we don't obey the word of the Lord. My land, it names everything, even the itch. A lot of people have itching skin. All kinds of psoriasis and eczema. It even names that. That's a curse. It's in the Bible. TB. Astonishment of heart. What's that? That's heart trouble. That's rebellion for eating fat. God told us not to eat fat years ago. We haven't read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy and see how to eat. He said, don't eat any fat, don't eat any blood, so what do we do? Pay no attention to it. Now the doctors say, don't eat fat. And oh, my land, everybody is so conscious about eating fat. They don't want to eat fat. Is that right? Rather listen to the doctor than listen to God. Okay, we're going to call out these infirmities now. We've had cancers drop off of here, tumors drop off. There was some girl here that told me, I don't know if she's here this afternoon, she may have gone home, that has tumors. I believe we're going to ask the Lord now to fill up the vacuums before we start to fill up all these places where these things have left with the Holy Ghost. Father, we just thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost to come into these people. Lord, we receive the Holy Ghost. Lord, we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. I am receiving the Holy Spirit. Fresh oil from your throne. Lord, I receive from you. Everything that has gone out of these people, we just minister the Holy Ghost to them to fill up these areas. They'll be full in all these places. So when the enemy walks out and leaves, it's not just dry, it's not swept and garnished, but it's going to be full of the Holy Ghost. So when he goes and tries to get others and come back, he can't get in because the Holy Ghost is there and the blood of Jesus is there. I praise you, Jesus, for that. I praise you, Jesus, for that. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Are you feeling better? Feel more of the Spirit of God? Let's just keep in the Spirit now. Now we're going to come against tumors, cancers, growths. The Holy Spirit just said ingrown toenails. Somebody does have a sore toe. I know. Now I know who it is. Tell me they had a sore toe. You think God's interested in healing sore toes? I think so. There's nothing more painful than an ingrown toenail. All right. Heel spurs, fallen arches,
Any kind of growth that's abnormal in your body. Cataracts in the eyes. Cataracts in the eyes. Let's ask the Lord. Let's ask the Lord. The Bible says, ask, it's so simple, and you shall receive. He makes it easy for us, we make it hard. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, in behalf of all these growths, tumors, cataracts, cancers, heel spurs, what was some of the others? Rectocele. Paralysis. Growths of all kinds. We're on growths now. Cancer. You cancer spirit, you're going to have to go now in Jesus' name. All you growths, come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the mammary glands, out of the breast in the name of Jesus. All growths in the breast, come out of the mammary glands in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. All your infirmities of the flesh, infirmities, tumors, cataracts, leave their eyes. They will see. They will see in Jesus' name. They will see in Jesus' name. These growths must go. They must leave now in Jesus' name. They must go now in Jesus' name. Every cancer spirit in this place, every cancer spirit causing cancer in the name of Jesus, you must leave. You must go now in Jesus' name. You must go now in Jesus' name. Now we're going to take up diabetes, diseases of the kidneys, diseases of the bladder, diseases of the lung, emphysema. What's some other? Arthritis. That comes from a lot of bitterness, eating the wrong foods. Diseases of the liver. That's where cancer likes to work. That's where he gets you. It's curtains, they tell me. When the doctor told me about my father, it's curtains when it goes into the liver. You may as well give him up. Okay. All right. We're going to come against these things now. This is serious business. There's a lot of these things in here. In the pancreas, diabetes, we command you to go now in Jesus' name. All diabetes spirits in the pancreas, it causes diabetes, we command you to go now. Go out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go out of the kidneys. All kidney infection, bladder infection, kidney stones, gallstones. We command these spirits that make gallstones to go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Emphysema. Come out of the lung in the name of Jesus. Come on out in Jesus' name. Out of the lungs in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we command you to go now. Now, out of the lungs, all diseases of the lungs, bronchial tubes, throat, out of the throat and out of the bronchial tubes, out of the lungs in the name of Jesus, out of the lungs and bronchial tubes, out of the sinuses, unclean spirits, out of the sinuses in Jesus' name. Allergies in the sinuses, I command you to go now in Jesus' name. I command you to go now out of the sinuses in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits in the sinuses, in the head, in the nasal passages, in the throat. Command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now we're going to come against nervous disorders. That'll include schizophrenia, insanity, just being nervous over things, worry, all kinds of feeling in the solar plexus, your nervous system, your central nervous system. In the name of Jesus, we bind these diseases of the nerves, and in Jesus' name, we command these spirits to go in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Out of their nervous system. All the worry, go in Jesus' name. All the worry, go in Jesus' name. Yes. nervous disorders, insanity, I command you to go out of the mind in Jesus' name. All insanity spirits, go in Jesus' name. And schizophrenia, I command that to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus washes us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from these sins. Because Jesus hung on a tree, He was made a curse that we don't have to bear these curses, but we'll have to bear them as long as we put up with them. But when we start quoting that verse to Him, He knows these curses will have to go. We break the soul ties. We break soul ties with various people. In the name of Jesus. Heart trouble. Lay your hand on your heart. Heart trouble. Heart disease of all kinds. Stopped up arteries in the name of Jesus. All kinds of heart trouble. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Pains in your heart. A weak heart. A heart that isn't beating right. Irregular beat in the heart. In the name of Jesus, we command these diseases to leave the heart. All diseases of the vascular system. In the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's diseases. Alzheimer's disease and diseases from veins and arteries in the brain being stopped up. Diseases in the cell of the brain. Command these brains, these spirits to untie themselves, unwire themselves, and leave in Jesus' name. All these little wires that have gone around these brain cells to cut them off, cut off the blood. We command the blood to begin to flowing through the mind now in Jesus' name, and all these mind control spirits and spirits causing the mind not to think straight, not to be able to remember. We command these spirits to go now in Jesus' name. We will be free. We will be healed. Jesus bore the stripes. He bore those stripes for us. We have every right in the world to claim healing, don't we? Every right. Be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 Every part of our body should be functioning properly. Every part of our body should be functioning partly. Now we're going to come against old age and spirit of death and the curse of death. He says He'll give us back our youth, doesn't He? Now we retired in about, how old were we retired? 47. We retired when we were 47. And they tell us now we're living at a retirement camp. Now that we're about 70 years old, we're not retiring. We're working harder than we've ever worked. But it's for Jesus now. All right, let's all get in the spirit now. These spirits are not, they're not easy spirits. Now how do we get death in us? Who's got the scripture? The wages of sin is death. Every time we have sinned, we've got our wages. And the scientists and the doctors say we start dying the day we're born. Don't they? They do. But we can reverse that death. Now, I'm not saying never die, but I'm saying we don't have to die if we do everything possible. Now, the Lord knows when He will take us, but we don't have to die sick. We can dismiss our spirit and go floating away to the heavenly realm if He wants us to. Is everybody ready to get rid of the wages, their wages they've received? Everybody believe they've sinned? So everybody's got some wages, and their wages is not a check, it's a curse of death on us. Glenn, why don't you come up and I'll go ahead, he says. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of death on us. Lord, we are sorry for our sins. We are sorry, Lord, we've collected so many wages and we've sinned so much. Lord, we want your help. We need your help, and we need your blood to wash away anything in us that is death. Anything that is death, spiritual death, physical death of any kind. All this death, we command it now to go in Jesus' name. We need authority, Lord Jesus. We need your authority to cast this spirit of death off of us and break the curse of death. We ask you for the authority now to do this. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. You spirit of death, you leave us now in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, you leave everyone in here that wants the spirit of death to go in Jesus' name. Untimely death, premature death, premature death. In the name of Jesus, we command the curse of death, premature death to go now in Jesus' name. We command premature death to leave in Jesus' name. Old age, failing health, failing health, failing health. We need good healthy bodies if we're going to be in this army. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for death to go. Thank you, Lord, for death. Thank you, Lord, for death to go right now. And, Lord, we thank you for life to come in. Lord, we receive your life, Jesus. We receive your life, Jesus. The life of Jesus, we receive it. We receive it. It's real, people. You can receive it. Ask and you shall receive. Lord, we receive the spirit of life in us, the spirit of might, the seven spirits of God. We receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jesus, for life. Thank you for life. Thank you for life. Thank you, Lord, for life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stay in the Spirit, everybody. Stay in the Spirit. The Spirit of the living God is here this afternoon. The Spirit of the living God is here. He's here to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to change lives. Praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you for life, everlasting life. I praise you for a healthy life. Healthy life. Thank you, Lord, for a healthy life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now, Glenn reminded me that we did not come against female disorders, prostate disorders, cancers in the prostate, cancers in the female organs. Now we're going to come against those in the name of Jesus. We're trying to get everything as the Lord directs us. In the name of Jesus, we command these spirits in the ladies to go in the name of Jesus. All female problems to go in the name of Jesus. All problems in the prostate area, men, all growths in the name of Jesus. We command these to go in Jesus' name. The Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And we have asked for a lot today and we've thought a lot, but He can do even more. He can do even more for us. He wants to do a lot more for us than we can believe for. But Lord, we believe today. We cast out all unbelief. We command unbelief to go in Jesus' name. We command this unbelief to go in Jesus' name. All unbelief. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus because it is written, the stripes of Jesus has healed us. Lord, we believe that. We believe that in Jesus' name. Okay, bowel and colon problems and stomach problems and ulcers, ulceration in the colon and polyps in the colon. Cancers in the colon, we command these spirits to go out of these people in the name of Jesus. All serpentines in the colon, we command serpentines to go in Jesus' name. We command the serpentines to go in the name of Jesus. Command all serpentines to go in the name of Jesus and growths to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed of all colon trouble. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for overhauling our bodies. Thank you, Lord, for overhauling our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. You are Lord. You are our Lord. You are our healer. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You're the bright and morning star. You're everything, Lord. You've given us everything, and we're thankful for it today. We praise you, Lord, for it today. We praise you, Lord, for it today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for vigor. Thank you for strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive more of you today than we've ever had before. We receive more of you than we've ever had before. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I think so. Is there any other disease that we haven't called out? Do you want prayer for? What? Back trouble. Oh, yes, back trouble. Back trouble. Curvature of the spine. Cracked disc. Pains in the back. Pains from lifting, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for overtaxing our body, hurting our back. We ask you to cleanse us from those sins causing that, hurting the temple of the Holy Ghost. We praise you, Lord Jesus, that you're able to do this. We come against all back trouble in the name of Jesus. All back trouble. What was the other one she mentioned? What was the other one you mentioned, honey? Oh, blindness. Spiritual blindness. We come against spiritual blindness and natural blindness in the name of Jesus. Not being able to understand. Always in confusion. Spirit of confusion, we command you to go. Spirit of blindness. Spirit of blindness in the name of Jesus. This lady wants us to pray about legs. Hips are out of joint and legs that are shorter than the other and sacroiliac pain. In the name of Jesus, we command this back to straighten up now. Everyone's back, this curvature of the spine. Command curvature of the spine, weakness of the spine. Command that to be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 Let's all stand. Let's all stand. The command is be filled with the Spirit. Let's get a new refilling again now. Just take in, drink. Come to me and drink, he says. Drink in the Holy Ghost. Drink in the Spirit. Drink in the Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Ghost in all the areas of your body that has dismissed these spirits. Yes, we need you, Jesus, to fill us. We need you, Jesus, to fill us now. Fill us now. Fill us now, Lord. Oh, just take it in. Take it in. It's all around us. The glory is all around us in here yet. The glory is all around us. Take it in Jesus' name. Ikram asunala makosandala makoriya masandala bandoriya.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you. Father, I thank you. for your presence that's been with us here this afternoon. The anointing of the Holy Ghost that's moved through this place. Thank you for the angels of the Lord that you've allowed to come here to minister with us. I thank you, Father, for having the angels bind these spirits and keep them till Jesus judges them at the day of judgment, that they'll never return to torment us again, that every area shall be filled with the Holy Spirit so there's no place for anything to return to. I thank you for it, Father, and I praise you for it. Father, I pray your anointing and blessing over the service this evening as we gather back at 7 o'clock. I pray that the food that's prepared for us shall be health and strength to our flesh, that we shall be strong, that we can, so we can praise and worship Thee and fight a good fight, Lord, so that You shall be glorified in and through us. And I praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.